There we go. Okay, we'll be passing this this mic around here, and I'll use a stationary mic over here. So it's a time of giving thanks and praise to God for the different things that have happened since our last time of sharing. And I want to start this off by just pointing out this one canister right here. You guys probably have seen this. This is our church's, we're teamed up with World Vision to save, change, to make a change. So that the folks that don't have clean water to drink, that World Vision would go and dig wells for them. Now, it's not just a taste of clean water, but rather a lot of the water that they're getting right now, they have to go so many miles, and kids miss going to school because they have to walk 2 and 3 hours each way to bring back water. But some of the water that they're bringing is contaminated with parasites, and it actually gets them sick, and they even lose their life because of it. So thank God for everyone that has taken a canister and is just putting your change and bringing it in, dropping it off. You can recycle them and bring them in. Grab an empty and leave one, and keep the program going until it runs its course. But at this time, if we just, you know, save up and we get a couple wells and a couple people have it, that's like putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. The church and other organizations have to keep going until everyone, of course, has water to drink. So this is out here. But another thing I wanted to point out, and this is part of my blessing, not only does this church supporting this effort, but I've taken one of these to Sherry's restaurant, and I'll normally go at in the evening and do paperwork if I need to stay up a little bit later. And I asked them if they wouldn't mind, you know, helping out. And they said, well, we probably shouldn't put it out on the counter or anything like that, because we'd have to get corporate, you know, support of that and approval. But we can put it in the back and the employees can do it. And I went the other day, and they brought the container there, and not only did it have change, it was filled to the top with just dollar bills and green. And they says, okay, go ahead and take this, and they recycled one. They took an empty, and I took this one. And I just thought that was just such a blessing to see someone that's not involved in our church or anything, that just has a heart, and I just am just touched by those employees doing that. That was just really, really awesome. So I just wanted to thank God for that, that he's just using folks to do that. Now, at this time, for those that would like to share and give thanks, I want to bring you the mic, and you can just stand up where you are and maybe go to the outer edge or turn so most of the people can see what you're saying, just because they can't hear. So, who would like to be the first brave soul to take this mic from me? Awesome. May. I owe you, May.
Wow, it's been a while since I've given thanks to God. And so I was thinking, you know, what can I share? Since the children are here, my sharing deals with the children. This year, my son is started middle school. At Sutter, and it's a big school. I went with him to orientation. I was kind of overwhelmed because his school, his elementary school is really small, relatively small. And then the one that he's going to now had, 700 or 800 seventh graders, huh? So it's over 1,000 kids for a seventh and eighth grade. And so I had some worries about him transitioning into middle school. And he has to take school bus now, not school bus, but city bus to go home each day. And I worry about that too. You know, and God's been so good. After, now, how many months now? Two months? He's doing great. So praise God for that. And then my daughter, Jalen, had to switch school 2 years ago. We chose to switch school, and I worry about that too. Praise God, is going well, and recently we actually have some new students from not only her school, but her same grade, And so it's been, God's been so good to us. And then for the children's worship hour that I've been teaching, I thank God for the new students, and all the kids are so well behaved. For those of you who are here because we thought it'd be a good opportunity for you too, instead of going to the worship hour today, to stay and hear of all the praises that that the congregation would be giving. Pastor had so generously given us some basketball cards and football cards. So he said that if you guys are attentive, you each get a pack. So at the end of the service, I'll be in the back, and I anticipate I'll be passing this out. Okay.
Okay. And Josh has the mic here, so whoever would like to share, just raise your hand, and Josh will bring the mic over to you. Okay, Terry?
Oh.
Awesome. Thank you, Terry.
You owe me, Eddie. My praise is pretty consistent from year to year when we do this. So if you've heard it before, please bear with me. My praise is that I thank God for steering me and Jan to this church. We came in kind of the backdoor route through the basketball program. We were referred to it by Eddie and Yvonne Fong, who many of you know. Started out looking for basketball for our son, and or for our grandson that we're raising, and ended up deciding that we should go to the church if he's going to play for the church. The big thing that I personally get from this church is, as close as I can make an analogy, is when I come here every week, it's like hitting a reset button on my life. I get reset to more proper ways of thinking and acting and so on. And as that deteriorates towards the end of the week, I come back and hit the reset button and start off all over again. And it's just really a blessing that I can come here and find an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is, of peace that gives me that reset opportunity. And I thank God for that.
On. I do want to thank Pastor Lewis for helping us through Bob's surgery. He's not here today, so he can hear from me next week. Well, anyway, he was a big support through us when Bob had his back surgery. You know, I cannot drive anymore, so he took me to a set of rehab center in Roseville. And he was a big support through Bob's. He has a big health issue. Well, anyway, thank you, everyone, for your cards, your support, and the food, and the telephone call. Bob and I really appreciate it. I'm getting tearing eyes. Well, now, Bob, you ought to see him now. He got rid of his wheelchair and his walker, and he's navigating by himself. And yeah. He was gonna be here today, but he had a little health issue. But you see him next week, I hope. And by God's grace and love, he doesn't have any more pain. So thank God for this. And tell Pastor Lewis I really love him. And he really supported us.
Okay. Josh there. All right.
So, what I love about... Oh, I am standing up.
Oh, no.
Well, he said stand up, so... Gosh, now I feel bad. Okay, so, hi. My name's Mario, and what I love about this church is just all the people here, because I see like the same people here every week, and I mean there's some new people, and I mean there's all the Little kids. There's all the events here, and it's super fun. I get to hang out with all these people. I've known these guys since I was like 5 or 6, and I mean, because most of the friends I have at school, like the ones in kindergarten, I don't really talk to them anymore. But I've been talking to these guys for a really, really, really long time. Like enough time in which you'd think that I would pretty much probably hate all of them, but nah. My siblings, though, it's a different story. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Okay, there you go. Just raise your hand if you'd like to share and give God thanks or praise for something.
I want to thank God for everyone in this church. Every Sunday that I come, I learn to love someone more. I learn to share because I watch everyone in the church. I see how they love their families, their husbands. I see husbands touching their wives on the shoulder and being true to God, just being who they are. And each and every one of you have a glow about you, and you all treat everyone with love. And I thank God for that every day. I should thank God for my healthy father. He's 93. He lives by himself. He cooks, he drives, he goes to the doctor, and it's wonderful. Yeah. So thank you, God.
God, awesome.
On July 11th, I had breakfast and was going to get up and take care of my tasks, but I found that I could not stand and I could not walk. Gradually, with the doctor's help, I regained some ability to walk. Recently, thanks to the Lord and your prayers and special medical treatments, I have been able not only to walk, but to play tennis again.
See, this is why we do this. You know, a lot of times we get partial reports. Or the pastor says, well, let's say a prayer for Joe because he had some ailments or something. Or with like Bob and Molly, but we don't get the whole story. That's what I like about today's service, is we get to hear more about what's going on directly from the source. That's awesome.
I have so many things to thank to God about. So this early in the morning, I talked to God, all the list, so I will not bore you. I actually really thank God for Joshua's baptism, and I almost feel like I just hand his hand to God. So I will not worry as much before. And they're good and healthy, and Joshua and Michael, and my mother-in-law and father-in-law. I learned a lot of unbeliever, my mother-in-law. So many things. She's so generous, and I learn and apply to my life. And also, I get to spend time with my sister, and she suffered with a cancer, and now, and first visit, and she's cleared. At the most about thanks for God about this church, I attend a Sunday Bible study, and every time I have difficult times, and just I need a reminder. And when I go to Bible study group, my pastor, Pastor Louis, is so reminder. So perfect reminder from God's word, and all of my group members, Sunday Bible study group, and May and Patty and all the group members, and help us, just a reminder. It's like God's word here, and then pointed this and pointed that. It's almost like scratch my, just right that spot. You remember, God's word here. And when I go home, I feel like almost like, I want to say constipation, but release all of like a blockage from my life. It's like a relief. And I'm so surprised. And sometimes I look at the pastor as a human. And then sometimes and I feel released like that. And I feel like, yeah, God's chosen people is different. And I'm really thankful to God and for this church, especially Sunday Bible study group. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a little tough for you guys in the front because you guys have a lot of energy. You could have had some sugary snacks in Sunday school, so just do your best. Okay, but we're really glad that you're here. And two, if you students have something you want to praise God or thank God for, just raise your hand too. That was neat. I was just thinking about that. It would be so great if one of them said something, and next thing you know, Mario raised his hand. So that was an answer to prayer alone right there. Okay, Bob in the back.
I would just like to thank God for his blessings in our family. I have two aunts. One's about 93, lives in the Bay Area. And my other aunt, we were able to go to Minnesota and celebrate her 100th birthday. So that's really a blessing. They're both fairly healthy. And I think last week, a couple of weeks ago, my daughter-in-law, that's my son's wife, right, okay, she suffered a collapsed lung, and she runs every day, and she was getting ready for a marathon. So anyway, we went down there and stayed with her for a week. She had a little surgery and was recuperating, and so we were there for a week taking the kids to school and picking them up and doing all the different little chores for a week, but she's fully recovered now, and so we thank God for the blessing and support that he's given to us, and I think she's going to start running again, so thank God for all his blessings and for all of his help to us. Thank you.
You guys all heard about the story of the energized bunny that always go, go, go. Well, God gave me a plan to say, take a step back and look at what you're doing. 2 months ago, I was diagnosed with, 3 months ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. God gave me the inner energy and the support to say, hey, this is just a small blimp in my life and everything's gonna be fine. And with Pastor Lewis, prayers and blessings, and God's guidance, I am cancer-free. I got my clean bills of health last week, and I'm back to doing everything I want to do. And that is to give back to all the support that and the prayers I got from my church family, as well as my family and friends. And I am blessed that God found a way to show me to take care of yourself, and believe in whatever he deals you, you can handle. And he did do that. And I have, the doctor has said, I fully recovered too quickly, but it's okay. He says, I always do things quickly. And I am so blessed for all your prayers and your concerns, and especially Pastor Lewis. Thanks again. Thank you.
I want to thank God because I went to San Francisco not too long ago to have a biopsy, and I'm a liver transplant patient, and I got the good news that my liver is good to me. So I'm thankful that to God for that. I want to thank Martin because he's a blessing to my family, and he picks up my friend Mary, who lives by herself, and I am always looking forward to coming to church. I love this church. I love the work that you do. I watch with my eyes, and I really love what you do for the people, God's people, unsaved people, and I thank my son because he's always been there for me. I don't want to get teary, but when I think of Eddie, I think of the Lord, and I love Martin. He's become our family. Not a friend, only our family. Amen. And I thank Mary for getting up and coming to church. She has a family, but you know, the elders, sometimes their family doesn't come around very often. So I thank God for putting me in a place, a senior citizen, where I can speak to the people. We have Bible studies there. We get along for being so many women. But I thank God, and you are my family. Amen.
Okay, I'm going to read you a little something here and break it up, and then we'll have a little bit more sharing and dismiss. I don't know if there's this paper that comes around called the Pocket News or something like that, and we had a write-up for the food festival, and there is a minister, Norris Burks, that writes an article. It's one pager here, and I look forward to, as soon as I open my mailbox and it's there, I flip to reading what he has, because he's a great writer. He's insightful, he's funny, but he's so sincere. And I saw this one yesterday and I went through it, and I thought it would be something that during sharing time that I could share with you guys. And it talks about our congregation, so you can sort of, you hear about our congregation, and there's congregations in other places as well. So let me just read this to you, and then we'll go with a little bit more sharing. Okay, the name of the article is called Ask and Receive, and it says, he lit a fire for change beneath a bulky congregation. Okay, so the writer, which is a retired pastor, and he was a chaplain at one of the hospitals, he's writing about his own life experience as a brand new minister. And he says, I was a freshly minted minister in 1984 when I preached an audition sermon, rather, before 26 parishioners at the First Southern Baptist Church of Brentwood, California. After the sermon, the church voted unanimously, someone say it for me, to hire me. Certain that my youthful enthusiasm would increase church membership. Unfortunately, this wasn't the glamorous Brentwood of O.J. Simpson fame. This was an unincorporated hamlet on the fringes of San Francisco Bay, with only one traffic light and one ATM machine. Progress wasn't a speeding bullet for Brentwood businesses, much less a church. During my first year, I proposed improvements to spur church growth. For instance, I suggested that removing Southern from our name might attract people from other cultures. Not in our lifetime, the prisoner said. I recommended we hire a secretary. Nope. But mostly, I lobbied for building improvements, paint, remodel, and landscaping. Not likely, they told me. One day, however, I got a helpful phone call from the Brentwood Fire Chief asking to schedule the church's annual fire inspection. What does that mean, I asked, alarmed at the unlikelihood of passing the inspection. The chief assured me that this was a routine inspection for fire hazards. I smiled at the possibilities. I was more than willing to hang our proverbial dirty laundry for him to see. You mean like the hole in our foyer ceiling? Yes, I suppose so, he said, his tone shifting suspiciously. You want to see the faulty wiring in our fellowship hall? I asked. Sure, I guess so. When the chief arrived the following week, I was ready with my laundry list. For 2 hours, he dutifully recorded my dictated prompts onto a 3-page form addressing blocked exit doors, overstuffed classrooms, and faulty wiring. Afterwards, he pushed the form towards me for my signature. He generously offered a few extra months to complete the list. Nope, I said, dotting the line I in Norris and crossing the T in Pastor. This is long overdue. The following Sunday, I presented the repair list to the deacon chairman. He stared long at the list before releasing a low whistle. We've never had so many violations. Then he fixed his stare onto me. I took sudden interest in the chipped tile beneath my feet. I sort of helped him find those things, I said. You what? Yeah, I was just following James 5:16, I said with a wink. The Bible says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you might be healed. His furrowed forehead and bushy eyebrows told me he needed more elucidation. Haven't we been praying for our church building, that our church building would be healed, I asked him. He nodded with a slow understanding. So you just did the confessing part? Precisely, I said. I confess that our walls needed patching and painting, our electrical outlets needed covering, and our doors needed replacing. The old deacon seemed a bit stunned by my creative genesis, I don't know what that word is, of scripture. But eventually, he was pleased that I found a way to light a fire under the congregation. Okay, a couple paragraphs left. Over the next several weeks, our parishioners painted, hammered, and plastered that building from one end to the other until finally, after a summer of Saturdays, work days, and sumptuous potlucks, we finished the chief's honeydew list. By year's end, we saw our lowly membership of 26 climb to 56, and by the following year, 56 souls approached 100. Amazingly, numerical increases in building improvements weren't even the best things that happened. The best thing came from the spiritual growth we experienced from confessing our shortcomings to one another, shortcomings like the holes in our heart and the faulty wiring in our thinking. Only after we did that were we able to grow as people and pastor, as shepherds and congregants, and even as sons and daughters of God. That's an awesome, awesome story. That's why I love reading this thing. He's always has something amazing to say. Okay, so we have a little bit more time for a few other people to share. So just raise your hand if God's tugging at your heart to share.
Hello, everybody. I'm just so thankful for what God is doing in my life. The past year, I've been more regularly attending the men's Bible study, and that's really been so helpful for me to learn scripture, also to realize how God works in other people's lives in our group, and the encouragement that I get and that we give for men who have hardships, sharing past life experiences that really touch my heart, and realize that the world has a lot of people that are hurting, but they rely on God for their comfort and for their all the things that they need there to handle situations that they find themselves in. I'm so thankful for my family and for my kids. My oldest, Keith, is currently working in the Bay Area and spending a lot of time with his church. And Greg and Grant are in college in the second year, and they both have found fellowship groups that they attend to very regularly, and they found churches that they go to, and it really does comfort my heart that I know that they have God in their lives, and that they are, you know, Christian, and that they're on their own paths now, and that God has a plan for each one of us, whether it's and it's all different, but what's the beauty of it is that we can come here, and that we can have a unity in spirit, and also to love God, and also be a little like heaven on earth here, where we can love each other and to encourage each other. And it's just a blessing to me to see that every time I come here. The other thing that I want to share is that Keith, he has a blog. It talks about a lot of theological things and issues. He also sent me a link. He sent me a link, was it Wednesday last week, and he asked me to look at it. And it was, well, let me ask you a question. Who knows what Friday was? Does anybody know what Friday, kind of a, and it's not Halloween. No, it's Reformation Day. I don't know if, I never knew about that, but that was the day, October 30th, that Martin Luther, the German theologian, posted his 97 theses on the wall of the Catholic Church, which caused the Protestant Reformation. So that's how, you know, the church branched off or turned away from the Catholic Church and became Protestant. And the so Martin Luther was very struggling with the idea of God's righteousness, the way he was taught, and the fact that, you know, in order for you to get to heaven, you have to be perfect through your works, through your thoughts, through your actions. And that was really a trouble for him until he read Romans chapter 1, verse 17. And I don't have it memorized, but I it talks about how the gift of God is the righteousness from him that he gave to us, a righteousness by faith. And it's by faith and not by works which declare us righteous. And so my point is that Jesus had provided the righteousness for us, and he sacrificed himself for us, so that we may be viewed as righteous by God and therefore have everlasting life. So I just wanted just to thank God for everything that he's doing in my life, and pray that your journey and your calling is acceptable and pleasing to God.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, we have time for one or two more, and then we'll conclude the service. Dramatic pause.
Okay. So,
okay. Patty said you forgot Nicole. So. Okay, Nicole. That's right. Let's do this here, you guys. Let's go ahead and give these teens and young people a round of applause for being well behaved during this right here. Okay? Because I remember when I was young and I heard some older people talking and lecturing, my Lord, that was torture for me. So you guys did an amazing, amazing job. All right. We're going to, are you going to share it? Okay, Carter, wonderful.
Okay, so I'd like to thank God for the continued good health of Gronkowski. And may God bless us with the victory over the Broncos at I think 1:30 p.m. Eastern time? No? Go Patriots.
Okay.
God bless America.
Okay. There we go. All right. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go ahead and I'm going to terminate this session just in prayer along with you guys, and then we'll have the worship team come up and conclude the service. All right. But it's always a blessing. So let's pray. Father God, just thank you for every soul in this room that praises you when the mic is not being passed around, and thanks you, God, for first of all giving us life through your Son Jesus Christ, and the forgiveness of our sins, and a calling, a special calling on our life to reach out and touch somebody, because there's no one else can do what you personally called every single person to do, to share your gospel throughout the world so everyone would come to know you, God, and receive your forgiveness. That is your goal, God, that none would perish, God. So we just thank you for those that shared, and we just open up our hearts right now as we conclude this service, God, and thank you for all the new folks that have joined us and the regulars as well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.